But right now, it's time to play an interview. We came in early this morning, and we interviewed Rangers' new hitting coach, Clint Hurdle, and it went a little something like this.
All right, we're here with Clint Hurdle. Coach, we're very excited about having you here in town, and we want to specifically get into your approach. And we've been reading a lot about it, about how, you know, Michael Young said it's not so much the execution, it's going up there with a plan in the first place. What is the plan that you're trying to instill in your hitters?
Well, we're addressing three areas. At first, in game awareness is the number one issue on our plate. Just to know what each at bat means as we go to the plate. Know that we have a responsibility and accountability to the club. Either get on base to move a runner or to score a runner. And the three things we want to identify as we go forward: you either score a run, you drive in a run, and you don't do either one of those, it's best to go out and play some defense and save a run. So game awareness, what the at-bat means, to have a plan so you're prepared for that at-bat as you leave the dugout. And not that anything just jumps upon you, or it's just mindless hacking or athletic chaos or alley ball up there. And not saying it has been, but it can be at times, and there are some things we need to address for us to execute at a championship standard. That would be the second area. We're talking about execution, and a lot of people have different thoughts about it, but if you want to beat the best, you got to be the best. The Angels have set the bar very, very high in our division regarding the execution on the offensive side of the baseball. First to third, you know, running some pitch counts up, working some pitches, making good outs, putting the ball in play, hit and run, scoring runners from third, all those things. We need to improve across the board. Each individual guy has a responsibility to get better, and that, therefore, will make the team better. So we need to hold ourselves to a championship standard in our execution. And then there's we're talking about trust. Trust in your own skills. Trust in your ability to hit with two strikes. Trust in our ability to work a good pitcher, make him work, find ways to manufacture runs from the top of the lineup to the bottom. Trust the guy hitting in front of you. Trust the guy hitting behind you that if they don't pitch to you, you need to put the bat down, take the walk, and move on to first base. These are issues every major league club's talking about right now. But there were reasons why we finished second from an offensive standpoint last year that we need to challenge ourselves and improve upon to finish first this season and get to the playoffs.
Clint, obviously you have a background as being the head guy in charge. And the first part of your answer there, it's interesting. You know, I'm thinking about hitting in that role. But as you mentioned, if you're not going to be able to produce a run, go out in the field and stop a run. Do you think that that's kind of a common hitting coach approach, or do you think that that's more or less your background kind of infiltrating this particular aspect of the job?
Well, it might just be from the managers that I played for, from Whitey Herzog to Jim Frey to Davey Johnson. There's two sides to the baseball, although my priority and my focus is teaching one. I never let guys leave the cage without making sure that I'll throw them a little line on the way out. Hey, let's go work on some defense now. Mm-hmm. The reason the Texas Rangers made tremendous strides last year, the two biggest reasons are the step forward the pitching staff took, the starting pitching, the bullpen was airtight towards the end, and defensively they caught the ball better. They played 27 outs on defense, so... I've been a hitting coach on teams where we've sent four or five guys to the All-Star game. We finish third. Everybody buys hats, buys shirts, bring them back to the clubhouse, gives them out to the guys. We don't win anything. And that's not a knock. Unfortunately, that becomes a reality sometimes, and that becomes an identity. And what we want to do is challenge ourselves, challenge our men to be better than that, and to pitching and defense win championships. And I'll be the first one to tell you that as a hitting coach. But to have a dynamic offense that can beat starters that are 1 and 2 in the rotation, where you can beat a closer by scratching out a run late, where you can win games 3-2, where it's not, you know, where you're not trying to slug all the time, and you can provide a more consistent offensive program, rather than, you know, a lot of offenses are peaks and valleys, and your recovery time when you do get into slumps is also critical. So I don't know what other guys' programs are. I just know the program that I've had some success with in the past. And I do know you can't just hit these guys with the same old all the time and expect to help them make a difference. You got to challenge them and stretch them.
We're talking to the vice president of offense for the Texas Rangers. And I've been reading a lot about productive team plate appearances, PTPAs. And one of the things that intrigues me the most about that is the value that you're placing on the 8-pitch at bat. And I love to hear that. Could you walk us through that a little bit?
Well, it's another a staple that's just developed over time. A number of years ago, when I was given the opportunity to be a batting coach with the Rockies under Don Baylor, I just tried to pay attention to a different angle to the game. Everybody wants, we focus on hits and runs and batting average and on-base percentage. Well, I started researching on soft outs. I started counting fly ball outs and strikeouts. And came to be, you know, a defining number was 13. If we had less than 13, we won 60-some percent of the game. If we had more than 13, we lost 60-some percent of the time. So I started talking about soft outs. Then I started talking about quality at bats. How do you define that? It can be very subjective, a hard hit ball, an offensive fundamental, a walk, any base hit. And then we tried to sharpen it up a little bit. And with the help of a number of very smart guys in Colorado, we took it to another level as far as moving runners 90 feet, working pitchers, some less subjective areas on which we could identify a good way to help your club win games, and when getting a hit is only one of those ways. And, you know, a lot of times for hitters at the major league level, we're result-oriented. It's all about a hit sometimes, and I've been that guy where it's all about a hit. You don't want to talk about a hard hit ball. You don't want to talk. I got to have a hit, and I got to have it now. And that's a bad place to be. And what we're trying to do is give our guys a different angle to look at things. You know, there's other ways we can help our club win a game, score a run, by moving a runner. An eight-pitch at bat stretches out the starting pitcher, can stretch out a reliever. You know, a hit and run, a sacrifice bunt, sacrifice fly, moving runners up by making good outs. These things all come into play. So you only get 27 outs. Now, if you strike out 9 times, you hit 7 fly balls, 16 of your 27 bullets are gone. You're trying to play an offensive game with 11 outs. Good luck.
Mm-hmm.
You better be very, very good. So we're giving them a different angle to look at things. And knowing that we have numbers, statistical research, to back this up. In the American League, we found out that if you get 16, you're going to win 60% of the time. If you can get 16 of these PTPAs, you're going to win, you know, close to 70% of the time. You win 60% of your games, you win 96 games. Puts you in a very favorable position to play playoff baseball. So, you know, they're not argumentative points. They're just, here it is. Here's what the game has shown us in the last 5 years in the American Leagues. The teams that do this win more games from an offensive standpoint. And conversely, you take it and you show the pitchers and the fielders the other side of it. It works both ways. And again, as I said, there's always two sides of the baseball, and we want to come up with a team here that is consistent on both the offensive and the defensive side of the baseball, and we're doing that.
All right, we're talking to Rangers hitting coach Clint Hurdle. You're talking a lot about the mental aspects of the game and the approach, the thought process, the philosophical aspects. Do you have a specific approach to hitting from a mechanical standpoint?
Well, sure. You know, and I've shared a slide presentation at our mini camp, and I'll share it here with our position players. And towards the end of my career, I didn't play a lot, so I got to watch a lot. It was great. It was a great laboratory for me to figure out if I ever wanted to coach. And I was fortunate enough to watch a lot of good players play. And from the offensive side, I just looked at a lot of pictures. I looked at a lot of tape. And the thing I love about you know, hitting is it's a lot about personality. It's a lot about swagger, but there are staples, mechanics in play that need to be pulled off for a guy to be good or to be consistent and have consistency in squaring up the baseball, hitting it hard. So yeah, I mean, there's definite mechanical steps I look for a hitter to get through in his swing. You know, when he goes to start his swing, the only thing that goes forward is his toe, ankle, knee. His hands go back. They sit over the back leg. I like him both-eyed at the pitcher, squared at the pitcher. There's flexion in his knees. There's flexion in his waist, flexion in his arms. You look for those things. You know, at the point of impact, palm up, palm down. That bat squared up. The barrel's equal to the bottom hand as far as horizontal. The head's, you know, lined up to the barrel. There's finish. There's a lot of things I look for, you know, not to get into specifics, but definitely and I've been fortunate enough to work with a number of hitting coaches, so I don't have one program for every guy. I have some absolutes that I believe must happen during the swing, but I try and build the program off the player, off his strengths, and we try and also, you know, decrease his weaknesses or some areas that he struggled with.
All right, that was Rangers' new hitting coach, Clint Hurdle. Immediately following that interview, Skin said something that hammered the nail right on top of the head. I'll tell you what that was next.